big, huge neighbors at that time.
你们知道，在他的北方，或者说西方，或者东方，有一个很大的帝国的兴起，那就是亚述帝国以及巴比伦帝国。
At that time, the two very powerful kingdoms come about. One is Assyria, and the other one is Babylon.
在南方
，and to the south，
那就是埃及帝国。
You have the empire of that Egypt empire kingdom.
所以，在耶利米之前有一个伟大的先知以赛亚。
There's a great prophet before Jeremiah. His name is Isaiah.
在那个年代
，in his time，
犹大国的君王叫西西家。
The king of Judah was Hezekiah.
他面临了亚述帝国的攻击。
He was facing the attack from the Assyrian kingdom.
这次攻击非常危险。
And it was at a very critical time.
但是，上帝却非常巧妙，经由西西家王的认罪祷告。
But God was really wonderful through the repentant prayers of the king Hezekiah.
在整个人类的军事史上造成的一个非常奇妙的奇迹，一夜之间，185,000人全部被上帝所击杀了。
And a great miracle happened in the history of human military history. 185,000 or more soldiers were banished in one night by God.
所以看样子，整个犹大王国似乎是在上帝特别的恩典当中，永远不会灭亡。
So we see that the kingdom of Judah will never perish under the care of our God.
虽然北国以色列已经被灭亡了，被亚述帝国灭亡了。
At that time, the North Kingdom, which is Israel, was already
perished. 因为南国犹大是大卫王直接的后裔，犹大的君王是大卫王的后裔，而北国以色列是篡位的，是不是大卫王的后裔。
Because the throne in the north was usurped by people other than the descendant of King David, whereas the kings in the southern kingdom, Israel, they were all the descendants of King David.
所以圣殿永远不会被毁灭，也不会被击倒，这是犹大人的一个圣殿情节。
So this is the lesson that the Israelites received, that the temple will never be banished.
但是想不到整篇耶利米书的信息从开始到结束基本上要犹大人放弃圣殿。
But contrary to this belief, the book of Jeremiah from the beginning to the end, it tells about the abandoning of the temple.
甚至要投降他们的敌人巴比伦。
AndThey were to surrender to the enemy, which is Babylon.
最后70年之后回归复返。
And after 70 years, they will return to the land.
耶利米是爱国者还是叛国者？
So was Jeremiah a patriot or a traitor?
这就是这篇信息的背景。
这 This is the background of today's sermon.
让我们再次来思想何为神的殿。
Now let's talk about what is temple of the Lord.
简单来讲，神跟人相遇之处就是神的殿。
In one sentence, the place where God and man meet, that is the temple.
或者说，神与人共行。
Or a place where God and man walk together.
没有任何罪的阻挡。
No barrier from sins.
或者说，这是一种和谐的平安。
A harmonious peace among them.
Shalom.
Shalom.
或者这就是安息。
Or this is Sabbath.
这是神希望人类达到的最高的境界。
This is the ultimate situation that God would like man to achieve.
让我们回顾整个圣经历史上有几种圣殿出现。
Let's now look at how many types of temples appeared in the biblical history.
简单来讲，有三类的圣殿。
There are probably three kinds of temples.
在南国犹大灭亡之前，所罗门王所建的是第一圣殿。
Before the fall of the southern kingdom, the first temple that was built was the one built by King Solomon.
南国灭了。
And then the southern kingdom fell.
七十年之后，在波斯帝国之下，犹太人开始回归故土。
After 70 years under the reign of Persia, Israelites start to come back to their homeland.
在尼希米以斯拉的领导之下，重建圣殿。
Under the leadership of Nehemiah and Ezra, they rebuilt the temple.
这是第二圣殿。
That is the second temple.
但是在新约耶稣就预言了。
In New Testament, Jesus prophesied that
这个圣殿还是会被毁灭掉。
This second temple will again be destroyed.
在公元后七十年，罗马人灭了这个圣殿。
And sure enough, at 70 AD, this temple was destroyed by the Roman Empire.
由于犹太人的叛乱。
Because of the rebellion by the Israelites.
但是同时，在新约耶稣又谈到他自己就是圣殿。
At the same time, Jesus also prophesied that he will build his own temple.
这就是末世的一个圣殿。
That is the eschatological temple.
因为耶稣基督的恩典，我们也成为圣殿。
Because of the grace of Jesus Christ, we ourselves become temple.
这就是教会。
That is the church.
让我们再看看思想神与人相遇之处。
Now let's think about what it means by the place where God and man encounter.
整本旧约
The entire Old Testament
是一本救赎历史的展现。
Is a whole description of redemptive history.
伊甸园
The Garden of Eden.
就是一个圣殿
was a temple.
亚当与神同行
Adam walked with God.
或者我们称叫做宇宙性的圣殿
We can call it a universal temple.
整个宇宙 有150亿光年这么大。
I'm sorry, it's cosmic temple. Cosmic temple. The entire universe is how big?
科学家说大概有150亿光年这么长这么大。
150 billion?
Yes.
Light years?
Yes.
That's how big it is. 15 billion light years. That's how big the whole universe is. Cosmic.
然后这是地球的出现。
And then the Earth was there.
在或许科学家们说或许这是40多亿年前。
According to scientists, this is 4 billion years ago.
苍茫的宇宙当中如何看见神呢？
So how can we see God in this huge universe?
宇宙地球都是上帝的创造，上帝的设计。
All this universe, as well as planet Earth, they were created and designed and created by God.
宇宙、地球就好像所罗门王圣殿的外院。
Much like it is
the outer court.
Outer court of the temple of Solomon.
所以，伊甸园的设计。就好像是圣殿里面的圣所。
And the Garden of Eden is probably equivalent to the holiest of the holy in a temple.
亚当就是被上帝创造来管理修理整个伊甸园。
Adam was created by God to administer to this whole Garden of Eden.
他好像是个祭司，圣殿的祭司，来崇拜上帝。
So he was equivalent to a priest, a high priest, no, just a priest.
Yes. 但是亚当堕落了。
But then Adam fell into sin.
所以在旧约，上帝一步一步的带领，从亚伯拉罕。最后到大卫、所罗门建立了圣殿。
So we can see that in Old Testament it describes how God step by step again lead the human being to rebuild the temple.
这个过程就是经由摩西时代的会幕，然后再到了大卫、所罗门、大卫的圣殿的建造。
In this process.We see the building of tabernacle as well as the temple built by Solomon.
以色列国是看得见的，有形的。
Now Israel is a visible kingdom that we can actually look at.
诸位，如果到耶路撒冷，可能还看得见圣殿的地点。
If you go to Jerusalem today, you can still see the site of the temple.
在这个圣殿的地点上，现在盖的是伊斯兰教的清真寺。
At this site, we now see a mosque.
听说犹太人都准备好了许多的建造圣殿的材料。
It is rumored that the Israelites already stocked up a lot of materials to rebuild a temple.
但是他们能建吗？
But can they actually rebuild a temple again today?
这肯定会引起很大的冲突。
If they do, it will probably cause a big battle.
这就是圣殿在旧的耶路撒冷的阶段，旧的耶路撒冷。
So this is a temple at the old Jerusalem.
到了新约，出现了新耶路撒冷。
In the New Testament, we see the description of New Jerusalem.
耶稣基督说，神的殿就是神的家。
Jesus himself said that the temple of the Lord is the house of God.
也就是教会，
And that is church.
基本上是无形的，看不见的，神的国。
Well, basically, it is the invisible kingdom of God.
神的国掌管的是人的内心。
It governed the inner heart of human being.
所以，教会代表着神的国。
So church, symbolizes the kingdom of God.
在启示录谈到最后。新天新地要降临。
And in the book of Revelation, it says that the coming of the new heavens and earth.
这就是新耶路撒冷。
And that is what New Jerusalem is all about.
到时神的帐幕在人间。
At that time, the tabernacle of God will be with us on earth.
再来，我们思想，那如何进入耶和华的殿
？Now let's see how we can enter into the house of the Lord.
条件是什么呢？进入耶和华的殿
？What are the conditions or the prerequisites to be able to enter into the Lord's temple?
如果这位是2700年前的犹太人
，If we were the Jewish people 2007 years ago,
那诸位就必须遵行十诫的律法。
Then we need to follow the Ten Commandments,
才能够在神与以色列的圣约当中存活。
Before we can even survive under the covenant between God and the Israelites.
什么是旧约律法的精神呢？
So what is the spirit of the Old Testament?
这就是耶稣基督跟法利赛人的争执。
And that is actually the topic of contention between the Pharisees and Jesus.
法利赛人把旧约的律法重新诠释定了也许有三四百条的条文。
The Pharisees established 300 to 400 items of regulations based on the Old Testament law.
基本上是外在的条文。
And basically, those were just regulations on the outer appearance.
什么是外在的条文呢？
What does it mean by outer appearance regulations?
比如说安息日时走路不能超过也许多少步吧。
For example, on a Sabbath day, you cannot walk more than a certain number of steps.
让我举个例子，2008年奥运。
For example, in the year 2008, the Olympic Games.
在北京举行，以色列的总理被邀请到北京去。
And the Prime Minister of Israel was invited to Beijing for the ceremony.
因为要守安息日，所以他下榻的饭店必须就在会场旁边。
But because he needed to observe Sabbath, he stayed in a hotel that is next to the site of Olympics.
这样他才可以走路过去，满足这个他们犹大律法的规定。
And only then he can then walk to the site of the ceremony and fulfill the law of the Old Testament.
所以反过来，这就是耶稣对法利赛人的这个批判。
And this is exactly what Jesus Christ was rebuking the Pharisees about.
真正的律法精神是什么呢？
What is the true spirit of the law?
简单来讲，公义与爱。
In simple terms, just,
justice and love.
Justice and love.
或者说，用新约的话语来讲，爱人如己。
Now, in using the words of New Testament, it is to love others much like you love yourself.
当然，这就是爱上帝了。
And that means you have to love God first.
旧约常常讲，耶和华问什么叫做善。
In Old Testament, God always asks, "What does it mean by good?"
善，拉丁文至善，就是 summa bona， 至善。
In Greek, it is summa
bona。
bona，
summa 就是最 ，bona 就是好善。
Summa is the extreme, bona good, extremely good。
这就是。在这段经文上，五节、六节、九节，耶利米所谈到的律法的精神。
So in the passage we just read, in verses 5, 6, and 9, the spirit of the laws described by Jeremiah is precisely this extremely good.
让我们再次一起来念这一段经文。
Let's now read these three verses again.
改正行动作为。
Correct your deeds.
施行公平。
Dispense justice.
不欺压。
Do not oppress.
不流无辜人的血。
Do not shed innocent blood.
不随从别神。
And do not follow false gods.
这就是十诫的精神，十诫律法的精神。
This is the essence of the Ten Commandments.
也就是公义与爱兼具。两者都必须同时去实践。
And this encompasses both the realization of justice and love.
而不是只有单单的来到圣殿，紧抓着圣殿的宗教崇拜。
Not just come into the temple and have a superficial worship services.
真正的崇拜是神跟人相遇。
A true worship is the time when God and man meet together.
相遇的条件就是实践公义，实践爱。
And the conditions for meeting with God is to implement or to practice justice and to practice love.
当然，人类的罪阻挡了神与人相遇。
But human sinfulness always blocked us from meeting with God.
让我再次说明公义与爱的关系。
Let me again illustrate how justice and love interconnected.
简单来说，没有公义的爱是偏差的。
A love without justice is not a true love.
没有爱的公义是冷漠的。
And justice without love is very cold.
这就是以色列人的困境。
And that is the life dilemma facing the Israelites.
所以结局，以色列人的结局是什么呢？
And we saw what the results of that kind of situation for the Israelites.
犹太人无法遵行律法。
The Israelites could not obey the laws.
依照上帝与犹太人立的约，圣约。
According to the covenant established by God.
他必须亡国。
Israel must be destroyed.
他的圣殿也就被毁了。
And the temple would also be destroyed.
再下来，我们思想如何进入神的国。
Now we continue to look at how to enter the kingdom of God.
神的殿，圣殿，这是旧约的用语。
Temple is a word used mostly in the Old Testament.
到新约，耶稣基督表达出相关的用语，就是神的国。
In New Testament, Jesus start using another term to describe this, that is the kingdom of God.
神的国就是天国，也就是上帝的国。
The kingdom of God is the
kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. They are identical. 所以神的国的原则是什么呢？
So, what is the principles of this kingdom?
罗马书十四章十七节简单的提到。
In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, it says there,
公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
Justice or righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
进入神国的条件是什么呢？
So what are the conditions for entering the kingdom of the Lord?
耶稣基督提出比耶利米更为高的标准。
Jesus proposed a higher standards than those proposed by Jeremiah.
你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。马太福音五章二十节如此说。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 20 it says that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
法利赛人的义的标准多高啊！
We see how high the standards of the Pharisees' law.
连法利赛人自己都没办法达成。
To point that even the Pharisees themselves could not really fulfill them.
更何况我们呢？
Let alone us.
所以，耶稣基督提出第二条解方。
So Jesus proposed a solution for this.
但如今神的义已经在律法以外已经显明出来。
Now the righteousness of the Lord has been made known in the law of in God's righteousness.
这就是因信称义。
That is what we call justification by faith.
单单因着耶稣基督的恩典，借由信心被上帝称为义人。
Being called righteous by God purely based on the grace of Jesus and the righteousness of our God.
让我们再回到耶利米这段经文。
Let's now return to the passage in Jeremiah chapter 7.
第四节提到，你们不要依靠虚谎的话说，这些是耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿。
In verse 4 it says, do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, this is the temple of the Lord, this is the temple of the Lord.
人都是看得见的，看不见的就好像不存在。
We all can see things that are visible easily, but those that are invisible, we have difficulty seeing them.
圣殿如此宏伟，犹太人都看得见。
The magnificent temple in Jerusalem, all Judah people, they could see it.
所以犹太人也进圣殿去崇拜，他有宗教的这个外在的形式。
So all the Jews would go to that temple and worship. They had this outer appearance of worship.
但同时犹太人又敬拜别的神。
But they also worship other gods.
犹太人做的是一个两边两手都抓的一个策略。
They
两边都抓。
They try to hold on to everything they can grab.
这是耶利米对他们提出的 一个很深的一个警告，很严厉的警告。
This is a very stern warning issued by Prophet Jeremiah to the Judah people.
诸位知道，从所罗门王的晚期，他就信奉了许许多多外邦的神明，因为他纳了许多的妾。
We know that King Solomon, in this old age, he married, he took on lots of foreign concubines, and therefore he also worshipped a lot of foreign gods.
从此之后，上帝就开始惩戒整个犹大人，因为他们基本上离弃了真神耶和华。
From that time on, God started to punish the Israelites because they follow other gods.
但是他们在形式上还是保留着圣殿的崇拜。
But ceremonially, they still preserve the temple worship.
这就是人类的困境，以色列人的困境，其实也是所有人到现在为止的困境。
That was the dilemma of the Jewish people, and it is also a dilemma for all human beings.
耶利米在这段经文简单的指出来，人常常想用外在的宗教行为去贿赂上帝。
Jeremiah, in the passage that we have just read, pointed out that human beings always try to use religious ceremony to please God.
去自我欺骗。
To deceive themselves.
但耶利米说，你们不要依靠虚谎的话。
But Jeremiah warned them that do not trust the deceitful word.
最后他提到，这称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝？第十一节如此说。
Finally, in verse 11, Jeremiah says that has this house which bears my name, God said, has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you?
圣殿成为贼窝。
Temple now becomes the house of the den of the robbers.
让我举个例子，十九世纪著名的德国哲学家尼采的控告。
A famous German philosophy in the 18th century.
19th century.
Nietzsche.
尼采怎么样批判基督教呢？他是一个牧师的儿子。
He was the son of a pastor, but he rebuked Christianity.
他说，连基督进入教会的时候都被教会排斥在大门口外面。
He said that even when Jesus Christ tried to enter a church, he was barred at the door.
他的意思就是说，咱们教会好像只有宗教外表的形式，但是内心的与神共行的这样的实质却失去了。
What he meant was that nowadays the church just holds a superficial religious ceremonies, and the spirit of walking with God is no longer in the church.
当然，尼采的一生的结局是悲惨的。
Of course, we know that Nietzsche did not have a good ending in his life.
因为他找不到真正的答案。
Because he did not find the true answer to life.
最后干脆用强者、强人、用超人的意志来超越基督教。
And he used
Superman,
the concept of Superman, to overcome his inner problem.
Yes, 希特勒就继承了尼采的想法。
And Hitler inherited the thought of Nietzsche.
强人也就不需要弱者的道德，基督教就是弱者。
And a strong man does not need the moral of a weak person, and Christian is a weak religion.
但是在这儿， 耶利米并没有受制于强者，耶利米要求犹太人回到上帝面前。
But Jeremiah in here, he did not advocate a superman, a strong man. He prayed that the Israelites will return to God.
这就是要指向耶稣基督，圣殿不是贼窝，圣殿是祷告的殿。马太福音21:13如此说。
And Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 13, he said that it is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
内心的洁净远远胜于外在的形式。
The result of your inner heart always surpass the surface or the artificial, superficial appearance.
谁来洁净我们内心的许许多多的污秽？
So who can come and cleanse all the evil things in our inner heart?
那只有耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross.
才能够满足耶利米在这一段经文上所提出的问题。
Only that blood can answer the question that was posed by Jeremiah.
也就是说，约翰福音所提出来的，耶稣说，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜上帝。
And Jesus Christ himself said in the book of Matthew, we need to worship with truth and with love.
Spirit, truth and spirit. 约翰福音。
心
灵也就是内心的本质，简单来讲，其实就是圣灵与我们同在，圣灵。
Spirit then means the Holy Spirit inside our inner heart.
诚实也就是真理。
Truth is the truth.
谁是真理呢？
Who is the truth?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ himself.
在圣灵的感动之下，借由耶稣基督真正的神的话，神的真理，我们来到上帝面前，这就是圣殿。
Moved by the Holy Spirit and through the word of Jesus.And the grace of Jesus, we come before the Lord, and that is the temple.
这才真正满足了耶利米的问题。
And that fulfilled the question, that answered the question posed by Jeremiah.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's now pray together.
亲爱的主，
dear Lord,
求你再次查看我们的内心。
We pray that you examine our heart.
是吧？我们常常有许多外在的宗教行为。
Many times we only have superficial religious ceremony.
我们或许非常熟悉这些外在的宗教行为。
And we are probably very familiar with those.
但是主啊，求你再次赦免我们。
But Lord, we pray again that you forgive us.
因为我们常常没有办法省察自己内心的许许多多的得罪上帝之处。
Because we have difficulty examining ourselves in things that we offend you, God.
求主再次用你的圣灵，用你的话语来洁净我们，来充满我们。
We pray that you fill us and cleanse us with your Holy Spirit and your Word.
让我们可以毫无阻拦地来到上帝面前敬拜你，称颂你。
That we can come before you to praise you and to worship you without any barriers.
听我们这样的祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督之名。
Hear our prayers in the name of our Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's respond with a hymn, hymn number 179. I love thy kingdom. Please rise. 我们请起立，我们一起唱，回应诗，我爱我主，我主。